Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
All right, moving on to sports this week. The Red Sox re-signed David Ortiz for another 2 years for $26 million.
I'm happy to be back. It's time to turn the page and move on. There's one thing I'm going to make clear right here. I get prepared to play, and I like to see the pain on the opposition. I like to win.
Ooh, pain on the opposition. But is it a winning move?
It's baseball talk. This is baseball talk, Megan. Don't worry about anything.
Sports metaphors, right? Well, while Big Poppy's signing salary is less than the average for the game's top 125 other players, Ortiz is turning 37 later this month. He's coming off a major injury, and he has... As he has there during the 2012 disastrous season, he wasn't able to turn the tide.
And Bill Littlefield, who you just heard because he doesn't pay attention to the script. He's host of NPR's Only a Game.
That's why I love live radio, Anthony. I so seldom get to do it.
Well, we love having you live. It's why we keep inviting you back. And Bill, normally you're with us Wednesday, but the election sort of edged out sports, so you're here today to talk about the week in sports. Did the Red Sox overpay for Ortiz? What's your view?
I stopped worrying about overpayment a long time ago because these numbers are so big and so foreign to my own experience. Everyone who plays professional sports on the planet is probably overpaid by some measure. You don't know whether this is a good move or not until, you know, a couple of baseball seasons transpire and we see whether David Ortiz at 38 and 39 can still hit baseballs out of the park.
Well, 38, 39, but still, I'm blown away by the fact that he's getting paid a lot.
Takes you months to make what he makes, right?
Months, seconds, actually, Bill. But do you think he could have gotten as much on the open market?
No, I think he made a very smart move. He's much beloved in Boston. People seem to have forgotten that he was in some ways brushed by the steroid scandal. And he's got a nice place to play. Fenway Park certainly suits his game. And it can only get better. And last season was such a terrible disappointment. His own personal disappointment, of course, having to do with injuries that kept him out of the lineup, it can only get better, and this is a fine place for that to happen.
I'm going to go on a limb. I think the Red Sox did the right thing. You know, they gave him just a one-year contract the last time.
Oh, wait just a second, Anthony. There's a call for you. The guy wants to sell you season tickets right on the other line.
All right. So let's move on to another subject. Sticking with the Red Sox, they officially introduced Juan Nieves as their new pitching coach. Tell us a little bit about him. I understand he's got a sort of local connection.
Yes, he needs no introduction to people who've been paying attention here in New England. He was at the Avon Old Farm School from 1980 until 1983. He was a standout baseball player, no surprise there, a three-sport athlete, and also a standout scholar. Did all sorts of magnificent things at Avon Old Farms. And decided that they were sufficiently magnificent, so that he wouldn't have to go to college. And he didn't. He went to work for the Milwaukee Brewers instead. Pitched for 3 years in the major leagues. He's been a pitching coach or an assistant pitching coach for some years, most recently with the White Sox. And he's great friends with John Farrell, the new manager of the Red Sox. And that relationship probably had a great deal to do with the fact that he's now going to be working down the street.
Sounds like a pretty good addition to the team.
Everybody who has had something to say about him has had something good to say. I mean, this does seem to be a good acquisition.
Well, that does say a lot in this day and age. So let's move on, if we can, to the Patriots. They're at the season's halfway mark. They had a bye week, and they have 5 home games out of their last 8, including this Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. So what do you make of that matchup?
I shouldn't think that the game against the Bills would give them much trouble. The Bills are 3-5. They also, within the next 4 weeks, play the Jets, who are 3-5, and Miami, 4-4. So these are teams that have been disappointing this season. The interesting game coming up in the near future is on the 18th, which is against the Colts. And the Colts are 6-3. Nobody anticipated that the Colts, absent Peyton Manning, would be 6-3. They've got Andrew Luck, their rookie quarterback, who's having a wonderful season. And they all shave their heads in order to express solidarity with their coach, who is in remission from leukemia. Oh. So this is a team that's absolutely already gone way beyond expectations. And I can say, having been in Indianapolis last weekend, they're great fun to watch. And everybody in Indianapolis is watching.
And was it okay for you being a New Englander in Colts territory?
Anthony, it was great great fun. I came down for breakfast on Sunday morning in the hotel where I was staying, and I was the only person in the building who wasn't wearing a Colts jersey, except for the very few people who were wearing Dolphins jerseys. The Colts were playing the Dolphins that day, and it was absolutely great. It was wonderful fun.
Nice to hear about their team solidarity, too, and supporting their coach there. But Bill, we've just got about 60 seconds to go, so I'm going to ask you briefly about the Celtics. They're 2-2. Even their wins have been close, 89-86 against D.C. What do you make of the fact that they don't yet have a winning lineup here going on?
I don't
on?
Think there's a thing to worry about, because today we heard that the Lakers were firing their coach, and they got off to a worse start than the Celtics, and there are lots of people in Boston who figure as long as the Lakers are playing worse than the Celtics, everything's probably okay, especially at this point in the season.
It's good that there are always some truths that can never be broken.
Absolutely.
Life is not so bad if the Lakers are doing worse.
Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs every Saturday at 7 a.m., again at 7 p.m. You can hear him here Wednesdays, usually, on Radio Boston. Thanks for coming in, Bill. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Anthony.
Stay with us, because coming up, a beauty pageant that makes you feel beautiful at any age. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.